All right. Voices off. Find a seat. Science books, chapter 3. Taking notes. Make them neat. Subject is gravity. You two there. Move apart, Miss Rubble Cone. Do it now. Moving on. Let me start with the tale of how Sir Isaac Quickmud discovered the concept of gravity. Quickmud was up at the surface one day, exploring the spot where his tunnel had led, when suddenly, to his surprise and dismay, something bounced off the top of his head. Quickmud said, "Ow!" His eyes darted around, and he noticed an apple had struck him and dropped to the ground. He wondered aloud why it hurt so much more than the dirt clods that fell from the underground tunnels he loved to explore. And it was from pondering this question that Sir Isaac Quickmud eventually discovered the concept of subterranean gravity. So, Quickmud's formula, very simple. Write this down. Little g equals big G times little r over big R. Big G is the force of gravity on the surface, big R is the radius of the Earth, and little r is your distance from the center of the inner sun. Now, who knows what causes gravity? Ms. Bugcruncher!
The sky?
Right. Gravity's caused by the sky pushing down on the Earth. Now, why would gravity's force decrease as we tunnel away from the surface? Miss Cough Cough.
Because the sky is blocked by the Earth!
Good. The Earth acts as a buffer, resisting the force of the sky, so gravity's force is the strongest when you're at the surface. But as you descend, the further you go, there's more and more Earth up over your head that's shielding the push of the sky. And if you could dig your way all the way down to the inner sun's center, there'd be no gravitational forces upon you at all. You would be weightless.
That would be cool!
Oh, that would be very, very hot. Remember the myth of Icarus Flaming Skin, who tunneled too close to the sun. All right. Save your notes. 10 to 3. Books away. Do it now. Tomorrow's class, geology. And the tale of how Lord Noah Fungal Growth's guide to the planet was wrong.